Hey there, Renegades. This is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the Renegades Radio Podcast. If you listened in last time, we were celebrating the debut of MTV 38 years ago. It was one of those pinnacle moments in music history that completely revolutionized the industry, up there with Elvis Presley or the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show, Woodstock, or Live Aid. MTV's impact was felt across the spectrum. One of the areas that was changed was how quickly music caught on in the States of America. Prior to MTV, it was the East Coast and the West Coast that dominated what was supposedly hot in the music world. For the most part, the Midwest and South were left out of this equation, or at best they would catch up with what was going on, often within a 6 to 9 month time frame. With MTV, however, music exploded across the country. Hell, at times the world, almost immediately. It was a stunning new reality that came about, all because of the debut of a little cable channel in 1981. One of the areas that MTV touched was the role of women in music. Everyone remembers that the first video on MTV was, naturally, Video Killed the Radio Star from the Buggles. But what was the second video played? None other than Pat Benatar, whose song You Better Run demonstrated the new attitude of women in the industry. Benatar led a cast of rock and roll women who would not be shuttled off to the kitchen. In fact, they were more likely to put a high heel in your forehead. Along with Benatar, guitar god Joan Jett, Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart, and Martha Davis of the Motels, just to name a few, emerged as strong women that held a significant role in the scene of the 1980s. Let's salute the ladies as we continue on with part two of our look at the birth of MTV. And as a side note, there is no reason whatsoever why Benatar shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She has never been nominated. Here's her song that was the second video played on MTV, You Better Run, on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
You better hide. You better leave from my side.
Terry Nunn and Berlin, taking us on a trip on the Metro on the Renegades Radio Podcast. We could have gone with a litany of songs from the women who made MTV what it was, but we've only got an hour. Women fronting rock and new wave bands was something that became commonplace in the 80s, but something that fell away in the next decade. Here in the 21st century, it seems that for rock bands or pop groups, females on the front line are very popular. Not so much in country, however, and there's no real explanation for it. As MTV aged a bit, they began to realize that they could have an impact on culture at large. In 1984, MTV debuted their Video Music Awards that go on to this day, and in 1992, the MTV Movie Awards began. There were other programs brought out for particular forms of music, such as MTV Unplugged, Total Request Live, and 120 Minutes, which focused on alternative music. One of the biggest and longest-running programs, however, was Yo! MTV Raps. Yo! MTV Raps sought to maximize the impact of the hip-hop rap genre through a daily program featuring nothing but that style of music, much like 120 Minutes did for alternative. Hosted by New York DJ legend Fab Five Freddy, it first aired in 1988 and rocketed into the stratosphere. For the next 7 years, it became the one-stop shop for everything about the rap world, including introducing a slew of artists that otherwise might not have gotten off the ground. One of those acts was one of the legends of the gangsta rap genre, Public Enemy. Led by now Beats billionaire Dr. Dre and the clock-wearing Flavor Flav, Public Enemy presented an unvarnished examination of what life was like for blacks in the U.S. Persecution by police, the inability to rise above their state in life, and other difficulties not only were what Public Enemy rapped about, it is what they saw on a daily basis. It was gritty, aggressive, and yes, hard to hear for some. But Public Enemy demanded that it be heard. Here's one of those tracks that brought the raw honesty of life in the inner city to the people, courtesy of Public Enemy. 911 is a joke on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Hit me!
There's not a minute to spare.
Don't worry.
They're reacting. They only come and they come when they wanna. So get the morgue truck and then bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't be betrayed. I know you stumble with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Latecomers with the latecomers stretcher. That's a body bag in disguise, y'all. I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They are the king cause they swing amputation. Lose your arms, your legs, and them is compilation. Till you watch the rotation, it all adds up to a fucking situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Job never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke, cause the y'all are joking. A day to talk until your life when it's broken. They need to be in the pawn shop on them. 911 is a joke, we don't want them. I call a cow cause the cow will come quicker. The doctors huddle up and call a flea flicker. Reason why I say that cause they flick you off like fleas. They be laughing at you while you're crawling on your knees or to the stream, so go to limp. Thinking you are first when you really are dim. You better wake up and smell a real flavor. Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911 will the late crime.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me. Off your ass, that's how I'm going out. Motherfuckers that showing out. Niggas start to mumble, they wanna rumble. Mix them and cook them in a pot like gumbo. Going off on the motherfucker like that. With a cat, that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth. Ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing. With a crime record like Charles Manson. AK-47 is a tool. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool. Me and you can go toe to toe, no make. I'm knocking niggas out the box.
From.
Straight out of Compton, another crazy ass nigga. When punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking across. It's like burglary, the definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I'll find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you're at a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. Get mad like a bitch is supposed to. But that shows me slut junk and pose to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm the hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. REN spells Ren, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm the motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip. Straight out of Compton. 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 Compton.
Easy as his name and the boys coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kinda funny, the attitude show a nigga driving. But don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash, that never sees me ruthless. Never seen like a shadow in the dark. Except when I unload, you see a spark and jump over a hesitation. And hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and all.
Shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money.
Now I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating he who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady.
Oh, that bitch.
Degrees. When I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch, I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back. Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope. And I'll be
rolling down
laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch,
with my mind on
Looking back at some of the tracks that made Yo MTV Raps such a big hit on the channel, that was Snoop Dogg with Gin and Juice on the Renegades Radio podcast. Back then a young dope-smoking convicted felon, Snoop Dogg has since gone on to become a multi-platinum recording artist, producer, and television star. You mean you haven't seen him with Martha Stewart on their cooking show? Trust me, it's worth the price of admission. Rap wasn't the only genre that got a huge boost from MTV. Hard rock, or as some might say, heavy metal, got a big boost in the first decade of MTV. In fact, because of the video format, a whole genre of hard rock was created. Hair metal, featuring heavily aquanetted men wearing heavy makeup and multicolored spandex playing edgier rock fare interspersed with the power ballad, a slow song to get the ladies to listen. They also got their own program to help bring out their best, and sometimes their worst, in the genre in the Headbangers Ball, which ran from 1987 to 1995. Whether on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles or in the grittier climes of CBGB in New York, these bands began to get airplay, first on the Headbangers Ball and then on radios across the country. Quiet Riot became the first metal band to earn a number one album on the Billboard 200 with Metal Health, and such acts as Bon Jovi and Def Leppard would parlay their video success into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame careers. But there were some others that made their mark on the genre. One of those bands was a group that hasn't yet, but should, be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame beside Bon Jovi and Def Leppard. Coming off the streets of Hollywood and the Sunset Strip, Motley Crue walked a fine line between the hair metal stylings and being an out-and-out metal act. Led by singer Vince Neil, bassist Nikki Sixx, lead guitarist Mick Mars, and acrobatic drummer Tommy Lee, and if you ever saw their live show, you'd understand that. Motley Crue led as about as debauched life as possible, going through alcohol, drugs, and groupies, including actresses and models. And they would turn it all back around into their music, become one of the preeminent bands of the 80s and 90s. Here's an example of the power of the Crue, Kickstart My Heart, on the Renegades Radio podcast.
just shake on it and call it even, eh? Man, I think I got the wrong house.
Going into the vault for some hair metal from Poison, That's the title track from their debut album, Look What the Cat Dragged In, on the Renegades Radio Podcast. Poison was one of those bands that benefited from their exposure on MTV and the Headbangers Ball, but just as quickly as these shows focusing on a particular genre of music came about, they would disappear. By the mid-1990s, The Ball, Yo MTV Raps, and other music programming would come to an end on the channel that was supposedly built on music programming. What happened? Well, part of it was the advent of reality television programming. MTV was one of the first channels to hop on the reality bandwagon in 1992 with The Real World, focusing on a group of 20-somethings living in a major city. This format proved to be tremendously popular and still runs today, almost three decades later. The Real World served as the predecessor of such future MTV programming as The Jersey Shore, Teen Mom, The Hills, and My Super Sweet 16, and network reality programs such as Big Brother. These low-cost programs were something that MTV could put on instead of the music videos, which by now were being licensed for viewing and required MTV to pay the record labels and artists to show. Another part of the reason could be something that shook the music world across the board, the arrival of grunge music. The new sound out of Seattle is the major reason for the demise of hair metal, not only on MTV but on the radio, and it served as a way for MTV to make their move towards reality programming and away from being a strictly music-based channel. While grunge was a part of the music scene for a very short time, music videos never made the return to MTV after its time passed. Now, it may be unfair to lay this entirely at the door of grunge, but it has to be taken under consideration. While we think this one over, here's one of the original progeny of the grunge movement, Soundgarden, with Rusty Cage on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Promise.
Finishing off our examination of the birth of MTV, that was grunge pioneers Stone Temple Pilots warbling their Interstate Love Song on the Renegades Radio podcast. After the time of grunge on both the charts and in people's minds, MTV never returned to doing what made their name, showing music videos. Oh sure, there were some remnants of music on the channel through things like an occasional MTV Unplugged or the Video Music Award broadcasts. And there are still some videos shown on the channel, if you're up at 4 a.m. But for the most part, MTV has become the home of schlocky reality shows, and that's a sad thing. What happened to MTV? They suffered what happens to anything that is around for a while. They get old. Those in charge at the station began to think that they could do more, make more money, and have a bigger impact should they do more than just show music videos. Not happy with simply having a seismic impact on one arena, being a music influencer, MTV began to think it could do more in other worlds and make more money in the process. They shuttled the videos off to MTV2 and MTV3, yes, there are sub-channels of the original, and to this day continue to churn out programming that has nothing to do with what their name originally said they were, music television. MTV, as they approach their 40th birthday, have become a bloated, indulgent shell of their former self, much like what happens to humans as they reach that significant age. On the next broadcast of the Renegades Radio podcast, it's time to go to court. In the history of pop and rock music, there have been plenty of times that artists have gone to court over their music or maybe their behavior. Allegations of plagiarism or stealing someone's work without giving them credit are often litigated in the courts, and sometimes those arguments are strong. But there are other reasons that our favorite musicians, singers, and rappers end up fighting the law. On the next podcast, we'll take a listen to these artists and offer our own judgment and our condemnation if the decision in the courts was wrong. I'm Tampa Earl, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio podcast. If you would like to listen to more like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at RenegadesRadio.com and follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at Renegades_Radio, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/RenegadeRadio, that's RenegadeRadio, and on Instagram at RenegadesRadio. Finally, if you'd like to contact the Renegades Radio podcast, be sure to email us at TampaEarl@RenegadesRadio.com.